This is TWiT.
Why don't you go ahead and give us the 30,000 foot view and describe the problem that Crate Data is solving?
Yeah, so we're coming from the world of distributed systems. We really believe that everything, all data persistence, is going to be distributed sooner or later as data is growing tremendously. And you cannot handle this on a single machine, not only because of reliability or because of space or scalability. It's a number of various reasons that require distributed systems. So everybody, every average developer will also need to be able to handle millions of events or documents or records in the database. And as we've been working with clients in that space and using this technology for several years, we've been following most of the trends, like the NoSQL trend, and we found this pretty convenient. But at some point, we found that all of this stuff is being complicated. You ended up in managing a zoo of technology, having a document store, having a search engine to accelerate it, having queue systems interconnected that, and we just wanted to make that stuff much more easier for an average developer to use. And that's why we started Crate a few months or almost 2 years ago, and decided to build this open source project based on libraries, existing libraries like Facebook Presto or Elasticsearch, Lucene, in that space. So what Crate offers is a one package that is very easy to install and very easy to use, that provides storage for semi-structured records and blobs, a SQL interface, and easy scalability where you don't need to worry about sharding and replication and stuff like that.
So am I interfacing with this then using a standard SQL language and then using that to insert the data and update the data and query the data?
Yeah, right. So we're big fans of Postgres. That's what we've been using beforehand, and we are trying to be as close as possible there. So we're pretty complete. The big thing that is missing right now is joins, which are heavy to do just because of the physics of the data. But other than that, we are in pretty good shape, and we are adding functionality whenever someone is filing a GitHub issue that some functionality is missing, he needs, we're gonna add this pretty fast.
Now, when you're saying you're missing joins, that means you can't select from two tables at once yet?
Yes, you cannot do inner joins or outer joins or a number of variants you need to do with joins. You need to store your data denormalized. That's what you need to do in a NoSQL database anyway. But as that being said, we're also working on implementing joins, at least some subvariants of joins. So the topic about joins is, if you have a large table with millions of records and another table with millions of records and you join them, then this is something that is physically sometimes impossible. And everybody that is building scaling systems is not using joins. So we found that this isn't a major restriction right now.